While you were at Atari, what are some of the games that you think changed the industry today?
Oh, I think Breakout changed it. That was, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Breakout was actually the game that started the Japanese consumer business. Whereas Pong was the first one in the United States, Breakout was the first one in Japan. I actually think Doom was one of the really true great leap forwards. We didn't believe that the PC was a good gaming platform until then. Will Wright's Sims represented a new kind of environment in which building something could be fun. Very unique, interesting idea. I think that later on we have some really, really wonderful games in terms of karate and driving and the simulators. You know, there are flight simulators that are just so real and so wonderful. And all of these had a following and created a niche that basically is fulfilled. I mean, you cannot look at the video game business without saying, you know, Madden is, you know, what, Madden 247?
It makes John a rich man, though, so it's okay.
Exactly.
So there's huge challenges now to getting games shipped. Back in the 70s and 80s, what do you consider the biggest obstacle of getting a game out the door and into consumers' hands?
Well, in some ways, it's easier now than it was then. Because right now, there's so many ways that you can patch a game and fix mistakes and things like that. Before, the cost of a recall of a bad game, once you'd shipped a million discs all over the world, that was huge. And so we had to go through so much effort to keep from having to do that. One of the big problems early on, though, is that there were so many different PCs. There were so many different platforms and nuances to the platforms, and you get something to work on one and it wouldn't work on the other. And right now, the world is much more homogeneous.
Well, you're a visionary and you've played Xbox Live, but back when you were creating, you know, Atari 2600, did you ever envision that games would be like they are today? We'd be chatting and have avatars and be able to play, you know, through the internet and through Xbox Live?
Actually, yes. It turns out that there was a thing called AtariTel. And this is one of the divisions that Atari, that after I sold it to Warner, killed. And we thought that we could create a series of dial-up additions onto the next version of the VCS, which would allow you to play games over the internet didn't exist at that time, but we were going to do it with having local, we called them bulletin boards in those days, and then we were going to link the bulletin boards with T1 lanes. And so it was essentially a pre-internet. And I've often wondered if Warner hadn't bought the company and if we had gone ahead with the AtariTel, I could see it morphing into the internet, and at that time Atari would have invented the internet. You know, I mean, that's when I sleep and dream.